The frog in the milk pail. A little frog was hopping around the farmyard. He was looking for good things to eat. Oh, he found wonderfully juicy flies buzzing around the pig pen. Gulp, gulp, gone. Then he ate some delicious, crunchy spiders that hung from webs behind the feed trough. Gulp, gulp, gone. The frog saw a mosquito flying by and reached out with his long, sticky tongue and grabbed it. Slurp. Gulp, gulp, gone. As he ate, he explored new places. He saw a cricket hop into the milk shed. The cricket hopped through the door. So the frog hopped through the door. The cricket hopped onto the milk stool. So the frog hopped onto the milk stool. The cricket hopped up to the tabletop. And the frog hopped up to the tabletop. The cricket hopped to the window ledge. And the frog hopped to the window ledge. The cricket hopped to the window, but the frog fell right into the milk pail. The pail was filled halfway with fresh milk. The level of the milk was too low for him to reach the top of the pail. The sides of the pail were high, and he could not climb out. The frog kicked, and he swam in circles until he became tired. The frog tried to close his eyes to rest for a few seconds, but he sank to the bottom of the pail where his nostrils filled with milk and he could not breathe. He used his legs to push off from the bottom and kicked with all of his might until he came to the surface again. He was so afraid and he was so tired. He just wanted to rest, but every time he quit kicking, he sank right into the milk again and started to drown. The frog did not give in to his fear or his tired legs. He kicked, and he kicked, and he kicked, and he kicked. And then something strange happened. The milk began to turn thicker all around him. At first, this made kicking even harder. The thickened milk tried to suck him to the bottom of the pail. It was harder than ever to kick and to swim, but the frog would still not give up. And finally, the milk turned thick enough that the frog could stand on top of it instead of sinking in. The milk had been turned into butter through all of the kicking and turning and churning of the frog. The frog was able to climb out to safety and to return to his family. When your life gets really tough, when you think you've had enough, when the world works you to death, just try to take a big, deep breath. Try so hard before you rest. Keep on working. Do your best. Don't give up until you're done. Don't give up until you've won. Like that froggy, you should never give up.